Yeshaya Perknan Test Pasuk Aleph Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Abraham Nata, and for a refuah shalema for everybody who needs refuos and yeshuos. We are continuing the Musar, the chastisement of the Jewish people that we started in the previous parak when we had the Yom Kippur Shmuz about how we are not truly internalizing Yom Kippur, we're just doing it all for show on the surface and not taking it inside. Now, we know that there's two ways for the Mashiach to come, for the redemption to come. Either we can deserve it through our own actions, or it will come at the appointed time, even if we don't deserve it right away. And so, in fact, Klal Yisrael never really comes to grips with the fact that the lack of early Geula is our own fault in many ways. We have shortcomings. We don't really follow our path that is designated for us, and we don't really show how we've earned it to come earlier. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Mashiach, but it's going to take a while. And we start off by complaining, by kvetching, as we did before. Don't you notice that we're fasting? Don't you notice that we're keeping Yom Kippur? And Hashem says, are you really? Look in your hearts and see what's really going on there. Hein lo katzra yad Hashem mehoshia. Hashem's hand is not too short to save you, kivayachal. V'lo kavda azno mishamoa, and his ear isn't hard of hearing to not hear your true tshuva if you made it. But the problem is you didn't. Pasuk beis ki avonos seichem hayu mabdilim. It is your transgressions, it is your averus that separate between you, beinechem levein elokeichem, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chato seichem hastiru fanim mikem mishamoa, and your sins hid his face from you. From hearing, kvayachol, from hearing all of your complaints and your prayers, well, your pseudo-prayers. Remember in Eicha, we say this over and over and over again. We say, why isn't Hashem listening? Why isn't Hashem answering? Well, we're already getting the answer 179 years before Eicha is even going to happen. Hashem is like, what's going to stop HaKadosh Baruch Hu from, quote, hearing you, unquote, is your own barrier that you have set up with your averus. And an avon is a flagrant, willful violation of the law. And it's a violation rooted in the fact that you don't have emunah. You don't truly believe in the Torah and you don't follow the Torah. So it's your avonoseichem that are really getting in the way. Accidental sins are one thing, but flagrant, blatant, in-your-face sins are something entirely different. Gimel ki chapeichem negoa luvadam, because your hands are filthy with blood. What an image. Ve'etz be'oseichem be'avon, and your very fingertips with sin. Filthy with blood, say the Mefarshim, judges taking bribes and the false convictions that they lay down. And it's the blood of those victims who they are filthy with blood. Filthy from the money that they took in bribery. Their fingertips are full of avera. What a concept. In Yirmiyah, it talks about a stain that won't come out no matter how much you wash it with boris, you wash it with nichtam, with detergent, with soap. It never comes out. These are the stains of blood on your hands, quite literally. Sifso seichem divru sheker. Your lips speak falsehood. The tongue forms the word and then it comes through the lips of evil. Sometimes you don't even let out the evil that you're planning specifically. And that's why the pasuk ends, Dibru Sheker, Sisachem Dibru Sheker, Lashonchem Avla Sehegeh. Your tongues uttered evil. So maybe you didn't let it pass out your lips, but you're already kind of mumbling under your breath what you're really going to do. The terrible deeds that you are contemplating, the terrible torture that you're contemplating for other people, the evil that you are planning, abusing the rights of a neighbor, abusing the rights of a fellow man. Dam doesn't always have to mean bloodshed. It can also mean just physical, financial damage. Dalet, ein korei v'tzedek. Nobody is calling out righteously. Terrible condemnation of an entire generation. Ve'ein nishpat be'amuna. And there is no one who is judging faithfully. Because these are judges, these are leaders, these are people with their misguided alleged justice. Think about, this is a personal opinion, you don't have to agree with me, but think about bail reform in New York right now. There was a guy in Times Square yesterday, as I am recording this, who went out with a giant machete could have used it on somebody and didn't, and was collared by the cops first. And they just let him out, 22 years old, with no bail of any kind. They just set him free on his own recognizance, because he's ahead, go out in the streets. And he's already guilty of sexual assault in Georgia, but chas v'shalom, we don't want to prosecute him for that. But within our own Jewish community, there's a story happening right now with a well-known leader of a volunteer organization that allegedly is trying to make sure that Jews are safe and secure in their own streets. And he is accused of terrifying things with a 15-year-old girl that he was grooming to serve him. And this is a person of status and stature. And what is the community doing for him? They're having a big challah bake to try to clear his name and raise funds and daven for him. You abuse, you molest, you rape a 15-year-old girl, and the community women bake challah for you? What are we doing? This is Yeshaya. And even if you want to say, well, it's Yeshemra, it didn't happen, it's a disturbed individual making these accusations, which unfortunately is a story that we've all heard many, many times when there are abusers within our community. It doesn't really happen. Oh, no, 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 no. It's a terrible sheker. Terrible. The man is a tzaddik. I don't know. And Yeshaya warns us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees through that, no matter what we decide, no matter what we think, no matter our Dunlakoff's list going perhaps a little too far. But Yeshaya says you're not going to get away with it. Batoach al tohu v'daber shav. They rely on emptiness and they speak falsehood. Haro amol v'holeid oven. They conceive evil and they beget that which is wrong. Terrible. So no defendant is judged faithfully. It just depends on how much you bribe the court to give you what you want.